A cloud-cloud collision in SGRB2? 3D simulations meet CO observations, by Vladimir Banda Baragan et al. We compare the properties of shocked gas in SGRB2 with maps obtained from 3D simulations of a collision between two fractal clouds. In agreement with CO1-0 observations, our simulations show that a cloud-cloud collision produces a region with a highly turbulent density substructure with an average NH2 is greater than or equal to 5×10²⁻²⁰ cm-2. Similarly, our numerical multi-channel shock study shows that colliding clouds are efficient at producing internal shocks with velocities of 5 to 50 km s1 and Mach numbers of approximately 4 to 40, which are needed to explain the approximately 10⁻⁹ silicon oxide abundances inferred from our silicon oxide 2 to 1 IRM observations of SGRB2. Overall, we find that both the density structure and the shocked gas morphology in SGRB2 are consistent with a is less than or equal to 0.5-mile-old cloud-cloud collision. High-velocity shocks are produced during the early stages of the collision and can ignite star formation, while moderate and low-velocity shocks are important over longer time scales and can explain the extended CO emission in SGRB2. This was a cloud-cloud collision in SGRB2. 3D simulations meet CO observations, by Vladimir Banda Baragan et al.